Blackstone Audio presents Tiny Sunbirds, Far Away by Christy Watson. For the Egberongbes, who had me fall in love with Nigeria. 1. Father was a loud man. His voice entered a room before he did. From my bedroom window, I could hear him sitting in the wide gardens or walking to the car parking area filled with Mercedes, or standing by the security guard's office or the gate in front. The gate had different signs stuck on it every week. No hawkers. Hawkers only permitted if called by residents. No barbecues in the gardens. No overnight guests. Remember, friends can be armed robbers, too. And once, until Mama saw the sign and had Father remove it, after he had laughed so loudly that the wall shook. No sexual activity or defecating in the gardens. We lived on Allen Avenue in Ikea, on the fourth floor of a gated apartment block called Better Life Executive Homes. I loved watching the street from my window, the traders walking up and down the avenue with brightly colored buckets and baskets and trays balanced on their heads. They were always shouting, chin-chin, chin-chin, or flip-flops, or batteries, or schnapps. Every day, no matter how many days I had looked out of the window during my 12 years, there was something being sold that I had not seen before. Shoehorns, St. Michael's underwear, imported Hello magazines,